Namaste. Very good. Pankajanghrai. Pankaja means lotus, Anghri means feet.
How to pronounce it?
Pankaja. This is a combination of two words. Pankaja, Anghri. So it becomes Pankajanghri. Pankajanghrai. That unto. You see, the word is Pankajanghri. But then, the lotus feet. To a lotus feet. Second case. Third case, by a lotus feet. Fourth case, to a lotus feet with respect. Fifth case, from a lotus feet. Sixth case, of a lotus feet. And seventh case, a lotus, to a lotus feet in address. To a lotus, addressing the lotus feet. So these are called cases or vibhakti. Like Anghri, the word is ending with E. So that it will be followed like how it ends. Like one word that's taken commonly in Sanskrit, and every word ending with E will follow that. So what is the case that has been taken as an example, like when you learn Sanskrit, is E ending with E is Nadi. So it will go like first person, one person, two persons, many persons. Like singular number, dual number, plural number. In English it's only singular and plural. In Sanskrit it is singular, dual, plural. So all, so it will be like Nadi Naddau Nadya, Nadim Naddau Nadya, Nadda Nadibhang Nadibhi, Naddau Nadibhang Nadibha, and it will be. So everything will. So now see, unto a lotus feet. So Pankaj two, is two lotus feet. Right? So it will be dual case. So Pankajanghraye. Pankajanghraye. To respect to two lotus feet. Namo Pankaja Nabhaya. Namo Pankaja Maline. Namo Pankaja Netraya. Namaste Pankajanghraye. Very good. You all are doing very well. Okay. Now, the sixth verse. Jatha Rishikesha Khalena Devaki Kamsena Ruddhati Chiram Suchirpita Vimochitaham cha sohatmajo vibho tayoiva nathena muhur vipad ghanat. O Rishikesh, master of the senses and lord of the lords, you have released your mother Devaki, who was long imprisoned and distressed by the envious King Kamsa, and me and my children from a series of constant dangers. So Krishna protects his devotees. So here Kunti Devi is saying that you protected Devaki. Kamsa imprisoned Devaki, your mother. And you protected us from series of dangers. And in the purport, Prabhupada actually mentioned that Devaki had one danger. Her brother Kamsa imprisoned her. But Kunti Devi went through series of dangers. One after another. so much tribulations. But Krishna always protected her. So now the question is, if you become a devotee, or not if you become, you all have already become devotees. So will Krishna protect you now that you have become devotees? Will he protect you?
Yes.
How many of you think that he will? Very good. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Okay, does anybody have any question? Ramananda?
Yes, Maharaj, I would like to come back on this cultural conditioning. Like Bhakti Devi is saying, how can I, as a mere woman, understand this? So one time I was wishing to pick this book and I was thinking, to a lady, which is going to read that catastrophe nowadays because of the women, you know, emancipation which is going on. So, and yesterday also it came up because this goes very far. I find like in ISKCON practically every established person in ISKCON has his own culture. Like, you know, I got very attached to Ekadashi, for example. Yesterday we spoke about Ekadashi. And then I was surprised that, like, I mean, it was Brother Nanda Swami, like, it was Bhima Ekadashi. And we understand that when you fast on Bhima Ekadashi, it comes for the whole year. But he doesn't take that serious because he says that comes from Mahabharata. So it's not from Prabhupada's books. So he takes a complete. And then you, how do we deal with these things?
Unity and diversity. Okay, if you feel that way. But the standard is Prabhupada's standard. Prabhupada established Nirjala Ekadasi. Prabhupada encouraged us to fast on Nirjala Ekadasi. So it may be from Mahabharata and not from Srimad Bhagavatam. But Prabhupada is our standard and Prabhupada said that. He set a standard, Nirjala Ekadasi. You know what Prabhupada said in Nectar of Devotion? On Ekadasi one should fast completely, not even a drop of water. So, observe it that way. Not Ekadasi feast. Quinoa and Ekadasi paratha. No, that's not the standard. Anyway, those who can't observe it that clear, that strictly, that's different. Yeah.
And in the same respect, when like we have to deal with, you know, like say I become vice president and I have to deal with different spiritual masters who have this different then I have to adjust in certain situations.
You see, spiritual masters don't stand, set the standard in ISKCON. Prabhupada set the standard. And GBCs are meant to see that that standard is maintained. That is the standard in ISKCON. There cannot possibly be any confusion. Okay, yes?
As women, we are more inclined to feel naturally helpless. So is the Lord more inclined, faster in His giving help to a woman than to a man?
Yeah, sure. The weaker we are, more affectionate Krishna will be to us. That's why the women make better devotees than men. Who are the greatest devotees in the spiritual sky? The gopis. The gopis. Still, you see, in a man, that tendency of lording over is there. But in a woman, that tendency is less. Or at least naturally should have been. Nowadays the men are becoming like women and women are becoming like men. So, but this is an abnormal situation. But generally, women are more devotional because they have softer heart. Their nature is tender. They are basically submissive. So these are all favorable qualities of Krishna consciousness. Yes, Vinod Bihari. That's why don't speak about suffering to them. Tell them all the nice things that is there.
But nowadays, you know, the Mahabharata, yeah, quite often they put it on the TV, everyone, like, you know, everyone's practically watching. So they see how the Pandavas, how the Kunti, Draupadi, and they are like so close to Krishna. Krishna is practically with them. So still having Krishna with them, they see how the Draupadi.
Yeah, but the question is Krishna protecting them? Like, sometimes, you see, the father may put the son into difficulty to show how he takes care. Or, a simple example can be, sometimes the father takes the child and throws it, right, up in the air. Now, doesn't it look like a very dangerous situation? And how does the child feel? Right? Child is in anxiety, afraid, and then the father catches him. Then what happens? Both the child and the father keep laughing. Right? Now, if he didn't throw him up there, could he catch him and experience that excitement? So that's what Krishna does with his devotees. And that is what we have to preach. We have to make them understand what is the real protection. Okay. And that's why Srimad Bhagavatam is not for ordinary people actually. You know, what is the at the very beginning, the qualification of entering into Srimad Bhagavatam has been explained. What is the qualification? Parama nirmat saranam satam. When one becomes completely free from the impurities of the heart, lust, greed, anger, illusion, pride and envy, then only one becomes eligible to enter into Srimad Bhagavatam. Vedam vastava matra vastu. Therefore, the first thing one must read is Bhagavad Gita. Right? Read Bhagavad Gita as the preliminary study. Then Bhagavatam is the advanced study. Okay, so last question. Ramananda.
Yes, Kumaraj. Yesterday we were talking about this Divyaraj who was so smart, he had figured it out all with astrology that his sons would become the king. But actually, I was thinking, you mentioned that he figured it out with astrology, that he knew by astrology that his...
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
King.
Yeah.
But actually it was useless because it was not meant to be like that.
Yeah, he didn't get the whole picture.
Yeah.
He got only up to the point that his grandson, the daughter of Satyavati, will become a king. But they would die prematurely, that part he was not told. And they didn't make the calculation themselves. It's a custom in India, when a child is born, his horoscope is made by the astrologers. Right.
You should not conclude that astrology is useless.
Astrology is?
That it is useless to get into astrology. You should not conclude like that. But we may make
astrology is the eye of the Vedas.
one astrologer told my wife that she would never have cancer.